This is a video uploaded on the internet showing talks between Syria-based Palestinian factions and militants in the El Yarmouk refugee camp in the Syrian capital, Damascus. Press TV's camera entered the destroyed camp to cover the developments on ground. An initiative for ending the battle inside the camp has been continuously rejected by the foreign-backed insurgents during the last several months. However, fighters from the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, the General Command, were able to achieve gains on the ground, weakening the militants and forcing them to accept the new balance of power.
We were able to break the security lines of the militants and reach Arija Square. The militants were completely surprised when they suddenly found us surrounding them on the top of the buildings. They realized that they have the upper hand and that they are defeated in this sector.
A variety of militant groups occupy the camp. Some are foreigners from the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front and extremists affiliated to the Ibn Taymiyyah Brigade. A large number of militants are also of Palestinian nationality, and they are the ones engaged in the talks. This is Al-Fidaiyah Street in Al-Yarmouk refugee camp in Damascus, which is now considered the line that separates the Syria-based Palestinian factions from the militants who are standing just behind me. The shaved mustache and long beards confirm the identity of the militants. A Palestinian leader says if the initiative continues to be implemented, the camp will be fully secured soon.
The initiative started to be implemented yesterday. Al-Nusra Front militants withdrew from the sector. Ibn Taymiyyah brigades are still present in Al-Talatin Street bordering the camp. We were promised that they will leave during the next 2 days. Hopefully security would be restored soon if the initiative holds.
The rubble was removed and the street was opened to Arija Square with Palestinian and Syrian flags raised, a proof of more gains against the foreign-backed militants. There are still thousands of Palestinians trapped inside, starving to death. Now they hope their suffering will soon end, with life restored back to normal the way it was before the insurgents invaded the camp. Muhammad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.